again with Borderlands Cooperative.
Join us for critical conversations about things that matter.
Every Friday at 10 a.m. on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial.
And on 3CR Digital and streaming live at 3cr.org.au.
So together, let's think again about important matters affecting us, like economics,
politics,
education,
health,
climate,
and what we can do about it all. Welcome to the 297th programme of Think Again, a programme produced by Borderlands Cooperative, an organisation working for social and ecological justice for more than 27 years. We're broadcasting from the 3CR studio on the not-ceded land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. I'm Jacques Boulet, and Jennifer is at work elsewhere today. So today it's just me on my own, continuing from where Jennifer and I ran out of time last week because of all the radiothon messages we needed to share so that you could help 3CR and Think Again staying on air. Indeed, last week, during our radiothon special, we reminded ourselves and our listeners about some of the main themes we have been addressing in the course of the 6 years of doing Think Again. Yes, Think Again is 6 years old as we started in June 2019, just about half a year before COVID became a thing and occupied, if not dominated, much of our working hours. So today I want to continue that exercise in reminiscing and look again at some of the themes that have preoccupied us mostly and that will still continue to occupy much of what is to come in Think Again and in all of our, as you know, we are particularly interested in talking about things that matter. And so those mattering things, they will be also occupy most of our near future, because that's what Think Again has been about, dealing with the many things that matter, as I said, and that preoccupy our waking and sometimes even our sleeping hours. We did run out of time last week, as I said, and so we wanted to share with our listeners where we find much of our understandings and our knowledge about the issues we talk about. Listeners do know that we have a rather critical attitude to much of what the mainstream media produce because of the selective views and perspectives they present and which are very much coloured by the views and interests of their owners and of others who, of course, benefit from the news and from the messages they produce. Those others, they can and they do include people like advertisers, politicians, media operatives and executives, and of course they also include those who are not really interested or aware of the role played by the media they work for and where they derive their living income from. For example, I'm just thinking about the international student who delivers my wrapped up Saturday Age, which is the only bit of the Age I still subscribe to, and who throws it from his open car window onto our footpath. Or even the witty drive time presenter of your favourite commercial radio station, whilst their income, more or less, depends on the media, they certainly are often not aware of the role and the function media play in our politics and our economics. Indeed, criticising capitalism always runs the risk of problematising the livelihood of those who profit from it the least. That's just a passing comment, as we want to do in Think Again. So to prepare our programmes, and I just want for once to honour the sources where we get the understanding and the knowledge from, which we then share with you listeners in most of our programmes. So we do listen to and read a number of alternative news media sources, channels, publications, and we do want to acknowledge and recommend them to listeners because many of them are as struggling for survival as we are, at Borderlands, and as 3CR is, struggling against an economic system that profits from fake news, mindless advertising, and soulless entertainment. So like 3CR and Think Again, and indeed Borderlands, and I just want to repeat that they need support, and they need to be more widely known, which is a good point of actually thanking those who have been helping us. Us meaning Think Again, as well as 3CR, with generous gifts over the last couple of weeks. And I would particularly like to mention Isaac from Leichhardt. So that means that we're being listened to all the way up to Sydney. Mary from North Coburg, Andrew from Galton, and that's basically the hit. Kate from Cologne in Germany. And then there's Mary Brennan from West Footscray and Michaela from Preston. Thank you so very much. We are now about to reach our due contribution to the Borderlands. Obviously has to contribute to 3CR's existence through our regular payments as well as to participating in the Radiothon. So thank you so much to all. So Australian media centres and groups we have relied on and will continue to rely on to support the alternative news and views we try to offer in Think Again include centres or media centres like particularly John Menadue's Pearls and Irritation. Then there is also Michael West Media, and particularly also Caitlin Johnston, Johnstone, I think it's pronounced, and Tim Foley's, their newsletter and Substack, who have over 60,000 subscribers, and not just in Australia. And then, of course, here in Australia, there is the Australia Institute. What would we really do without them in a news world infected by partisan fake information produced by the murky underbelly of conservative and far-right, well-funded, so-called research institutes? We're talking, of course, about things like the Centre for Independent Studies, the Strategic Policy Institute, ASPI, or the Institute for Public Affairs, who have all specialised in producing fake and very conservative partisan news. Internationally, we often rely on news and essays from a Flemish alternative daily, De Wereld Morgen, since that's the kind of place in the world I come from, and I often daily basically read their newsletter. And there I often find translated contributions from the English language alternative sources, to which I then go back and source their original versions. These alternative media centres include the Jacobin magazine, The Intercept, Jonathan Cook's Substack, and many others. Sadly, one source I often consulted over the last 5-6 years, really, the United States Seattle-based Yes magazine. After 30 years of positive and alternative news and activist writing, they succumbed to the market rules and they had to give up publishing this year. But it's sorry about that. But its archives are still accessible at another alternative media outlet, Truth Out. And then there is Sonali Kolhatkar, who continues her rebellious rising up with Sonali, subtitled Solutions Journalism for Social Justice. And of course, we also look at Australian mainstream media sources, including The Age, The Guardian, The New Daily. They have been regular incentives or informants for our programs, and quite often a critical target or incentive for a program when we argued against their power and their bias of misinformed views. And there's now also some better news sources we consult, like the Saturday newspaper and The Conversation. They're published, the latter one is published by a consortium of Australian universities trying to bring back and maintain some objectivity into journalism. And of course, the over 80% of the mainstream commercial media associated with Murdoch and company remain no-go zones for Think Again. We want to continue to build on all of those sources of information and speak up against those who disinform. And after the break, I will revisit and update some of the issues and matters we have talked about a lot in the past. But let's, after a message, listen to some music after this bit of acknowledgement for and of the sources which inform most of our programs, in addition, of course, to the over 70 interviewees we have had conversations with in Think Again.
3CR Radiothon 2025. Your station, your voice.
To donate, call 03 9419 8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au.
Listening to Think Again on 3CR Radio, 855 AM on your dial, and streaming live at 3cr.org.au. It's me alone today, Jacques Boulet, and I'm continuing last week's programme, which was part of our radiothon messages and led us to a reflection of our 6 years of Think Again, which also is turning in, we are 6 years on Think Again Radio. Since the middle of 2019, just before COVID. So I will return now to Ross Gittins, one of our favourite economics commentators, who has meanwhile disappeared from the Age newspaper but still writes for the Sydney Morning Herald. He really did change my conviction that all economy commentators in the mainstream press are fatally infected with the neoliberal virus. He has kept his critical distance and commenting on the Woodside decision 4 weeks ago, for example, this was his response, and I quote, "Would Anthony Albanese stick to the plan he outlined soon after the 2022 election of avoiding controversy during his first term, so he could consolidate Labour's hold on power and then get on with the big reforms in term two? Or would he decide that his policy of giving no offence to powerful interest groups had been so rapturously received by the voters that he would stick with it in his new term? Well, now, after Woodside, we know. If you wanted to govern Australia effectively, if you aim to fix our many problems, you have to be prepared to stand up to powerful interest groups. It is now clear Albanese isn't prepared to stand up, but still wants to enjoy the spoils of office. End of quote. And Giddens warns us that we shouldn't put too much faith either in economists wanting to help Albo and his government to fix the cost of living conundrum and improve our productivity. In an earlier contribution in the Sydney Morning Herald on the 26th of May, he suggested, so what else can our learned economists tell us about productivity, how it works, and how we can get more of it? Not much. If productivity is so important to our standard of living, you would think economists would have put an enormous research effort into learning more and more about where productivity comes from and how we get more of it. But sorry, they've been too busy with our math and our modelling. End of quote. Staying with the environment and the Woodside disaster, in a Pearls and Irritations contribution, which is titled The Murky World of Lobbying and the Northwest Shelf, independent member of the House of Representatives for Kyong, Monique Ryan, she warns, and I quote her, integrity and transparency in government remain front of mind for the crossbench and for our constituents. The government's devastating decision over the Northwest Shelf was bad enough. Decisions about another six major fossil fuel projects are pending. Liberals and Nationals lack defined energy policies, climate targets, and positions on net zero. The climate-focused independents and the Greens will continue to work together to oppose new fossil fuel developments. Our young people deserve better from our politics. In this term of Parliament, they'll get it only from the crossbench. End of quote. A rather devastating statement about the merit of our two-party democracy, isn't it? Listeners may remember our earlier programs in which we fundamentally doubted whether the two-party system could be anything else than a tripartite disaster, given the role the conservative media play in all of it. But could it be also do with some of Monique Ryan's integrity in the equally murky world of international politics, warfare and peace? Listeners may remember the program we did on the Chagos Archipelago on the 17th of May last year. We documented how the British excised that region in the Indian Ocean from Mauritius in 1965, just a few years before Mauritius became independent from the colonial system established by the Empire, by the British Empire. That was explicitly against the rulings of the United Nations, who said that that is not what colonial powers should do before decolonizing. It did allow the UK, together with the US, to establish the Diego Garcia military base in Chagos, the Indian Ocean. All inhabitants of that archipelago were forced to leave their islands, but a sustained effort by some of them at the International Court of Justice restored their ownership and Mauritius as its sovereign nation. And again, in Pearls and Irritations, Alison Bronowski now confirms, and I quote her, after a decades-long fight, Prime Minister Starmer, the UK Prime Minister, in late May this year, gave up Britain's possession of the Chagos Islands in the Indian Ocean. End of quote. And she then adds, surprisingly, while Australia keeps the Cocos or Keeling Islands, our most distant Indian Ocean territory, the United States military has continuing use of both Diego Garcia and the Cocos Islands. End of quote. And what are these Australian islands actually used for? You may wonder. Here is Bronowski again. And I quote, Cocos has for years provided a stopover and refueling base for use by United States B-1, B-2 and B-52 bombers transiting from Guam in the Pacific to Diego Garcia. The airport can already take Boeing 737s and smaller military aircraft. Triton unmanned aerial surveillance operations may be launched in the future from the Cocos Islands. Having no deep water port, the Australian naval presence is confined to patrol boats, anti-people smuggling patrols and surveillance. End of quote. So just to remind us, in 2019, in the UN General Assembly, together with the US, the UK, Hungary, Israel and the Maldives, as Australia voted against the return of the Chagos Islands to Mauritius, while 119 other nations voted in favour for that return. So Bronowski concludes what John Pilger describes as stealing a nation in his 2004 TV documentary Continues. The Australian government hasn't made a statement about Diego Garcia. An early undertaking, Richard Woolcott said Australia had made, not to militarise Cocos Islands, has not been mentioned. End of quote. So it really does feel that Australia continues to intend to maintain its rather silent role as a sub-imperial power to the US, as Clinton Fernandez so powerfully argued in a book with that title. And that brings us to Amy Remakis, Where Does America First Leave Australia? Which is a question she posed in her June 14th commentary in the Australia Institute newsletter. She starts with the obvious. Trump's America does not care about Australia. The review into AUKUS that has sent the national security apparatus into meltdown is nothing but a shakedown from a bully intent on shaking down the world for his own mercurial interests. End of quote. Whilst the rest of the mainstream media have been waffling on about the need for Albo to go and be mealy-mouthing with Trump about the tariffs, there are larger and potentially more devastating reasons. Albanese and Australia should be brave enough to stand up to the bully. Just two should be mentioned, AUKUS and Australia's stance regarding the mess in the Middle East is becoming even more, and in which we potentially will become more involved than we already have been. I vividly remember the coalition of the willing in Iraq looking for weapons of mass destruction, which they knew did not exist. So ever since the Zionist Netanyahu tail has been wagging the US dog and the West dog, scandalously aided and abetted by an assortment of Western and NATO associates, as I mentioned, including our own country, we have been trying to second guess what Trump may have in mind. And as Remakis suggests, if Iran responds to the provocation, which they have, America will be dragged into Israel's war, which they are. And there are plenty of warmongers in Trump's administration who are gunning for regime change. Trump isn't anti-war. He just hates losing. And if he's convinced he can win, he'll send in American troops in a heartbeat. So in spite of all the professed desire to have peace and to pull the US out of existing conflict zones like Ukraine, the fact is that the US posture, with its 800 military bases across the world, with its military-industrial complex economy, and with its Make America Great Again gullibility, represents an unpredictable and dangerous ally for Australia, most interested in putting America first. And as Romeikis concludes, the test for Albanese is not whether he can appease Trump, it's whether he can, as he often claims, actually put Australia's interests first, whether he is brave enough to take back Australia's foreign and security policy from vested interest and have an honest and accountable conversation with the nation he leads, not to speak about the need and promise to contribute to world peace we all desperately need, and about all the other steps necessary to keep our world and Mother Earth safe for all its inhabitants. So tomorrow, Borderlands Peace Community Garden, and this is now the community announcement, will have a celebration of its 1 year of existence. The hundreds of kilos of veggies they have produced and spread out to needing communities. So tomorrow afternoon, come and have a look at it. It's really worthwhile. Then the CD, the Community Development Conference, 16th to the 19th of October. Just a reminder, if you want to know more, give us a ring or get in touch with our via our website. And then after that conference, from the 22nd to the 25th, an early announcement that many of you will have heard of the Boal approach to theatre of the living or theatre of the oppressed. Well, we will have a workshop about that from the 22nd to the 25th with Third Way Theatre, again at Borderlands. All those kinds of things will come in our newsletters and will be on our website for you to have a look at and probably become interested in and attend and participate. Thanks for listening to Think Again on 3CR Community Radio. If you want to send us any comments about today's program, you can email borders@borderlands.org.au. And remember, our past programs are available by podcast on a variety of platforms via the 3CR website and at 3cr.org.au. And very quickly, thank you to all of those who have contributed to the Radiothon, and thank you for supporting us. To finish our program, please enjoy Milky Mana by King Stingray.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.